In the state of Indiana, elections are not certified as official until 10 days after Election Day. That was last Friday. There were no changes in election results regarding countywide races from election night in Jasper, Newton, Pulaski, White, and Benton counties. One election from State Senate District 23 on the Republican ballot, however, has not officially been decided, where three votes separate the two candidates in more than 12,000 cast. Incumbent Stephen Deary was facing challenger Paula Copenhaver. Two provisional ballots were ruled invalid since the election took place. The 23rd District includes a portion of Montgomery County and a portion of Tippecanoe County, including Purdue, as well as all of Fountain, Park, Vermilion, and Warren counties. Copenhaver was expected to file for a recount. An 18-year-old male, Damian Arzabek of Oswego, Illinois, was charged with felony resisting arrest while allegedly fleeing troopers in a vehicle late Sunday night. A press release from state law enforcement reported a trooper on I-80 in Lake County observed a vehicle approaching his squad car at a speed of more than 90 miles per hour. The car passed the trooper and reportedly accelerated to a speed of 130. Emergency sirens were activated as the vehicle continued westbound, reaching a speed of 145 miles per hour. A second trooper entered the interstate ahead of the suspect, and Arzabek voluntarily came to a stop. The man was taken to the Lake County Jail. A Brookman, 70-year-old Kurt Bielfeldt, has been charged with three felonies, including intimidation, after a caller from Kentlin said that he was confronted while mowing grass in that town. The caller said that the accused was complaining about clippings blowing into the street, while the accused stated that clippings were blowing into his vehicle. The caller said the man produced a badge and said he was from the FBI. The complainant then alleged that the accused produced a handgun and allegedly loaded a magazine and reportedly said, quote, "How about we do this," unquote, before driving off. Bielfeldt allegedly told investigators that he was threatened with being beat up, that he produced a gun to help de-escalate the situation, and the card he produced said that he trains FBI personnel in firearms. He also allegedly said that he destroyed the badge. Kurt Bielfeldt was charged with intimidation, impersonation of a public servant, and obstruction of justice. He also faces a handgun misdemeanor charge. The Jasper County REMC Board of Directors has announced the naming of their new chief executive officer. He is Jason Smith, Sr. In a press release issued yesterday, REMC announced that Smith, who will begin his duties locally on June 3rd, has 22 years of experience in the electric utility industry, most recently as Director of Corporate Services at Berkeley Electric Cooperative in South Carolina. Jasper County REMC Board President Bart Neese said that Jason Smith is a leader whose knowledge, experience, and commitment to the cooperative principles stands out. The board also extended their gratitude to Violet Sistavaris for her interim leadership and dedication during the transition period. Jasper County REMC serves more than 8,600 consumers in Jasper County and parts of White, Stark, Pulaski, Porter, and Newton counties. Enjoy the rest of your day and stay safe and well, everyone. I'm Russ Martin.